Welcome to the Can I Steal You for a Second podcast, a Bachelor podcast, and part of the Fansided Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Can I Steal You for a Second? I'm Ashley Young, joined as always by Natalie Zamora. And we survived week two. We got Matt James. The limos are out of the way. But week two came back with a bang. Victoria, Queen Victoria, hasn't gone anywhere. I said to Natalie right before we hopped on this to record, I could talk about Victoria for an hour. But we have a few other cute moments to talk about before we start being mean girls and talking about Queen Victoria. And I just want to dive right into the one-on-one with Bree, because we saw like sparks, I think, for the first time. That week one episode is always introductions, kind of setting the characters up. And we saw, I think, a sensitive, lovey-dovey side of Matt that we haven't seen just yet. And I know you said you were pretty charmed by that one-on-one date.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I think even like in the beginning, it was a little awkward. Like it gave me the vibes of like a first date though, which was really cute. It didn't seem super bachelory, as weird as that is to say, because it is The Bachelor and they're doing like insane things that you wouldn't do on a first date, even though they can't travel. But I thought like they had that like cute like energy of like they're just trying to get to know each other, and it didn't seem forced. Like it seemed like they had awkward silences, but that's like normal. So I thought that they had a really cute time. And of course, we have to talk about the fact that after they do the ATV, which he threw her off of, past that though, when,
awesome.
Go ahead.
6'5" and she's like 4 feet.
Yes.
Like, the size discrepancy, I don't know how she didn't die in that ATV. Like, whether from the weight of him or the ATV, the fact that they tumbled off this like all-terrain vehicle in the mud, I gasped.
Yes, I literally gasped as well. I was like, are they going to go to the hospital or something? Like, I thought it was going to be like a Peter incident of like him, like the freak accident he had, and then he just comes back with like a huge scar. I was like, they're not okay. Like, you're right, he's huge and she's tiny. I kept seeing memes of like really tall people and like children next to each other, and people are like, this is Matt and Bree's date right now. And yeah, I can't believe they're okay. I mean, I'm glad, but also he's like, do you trust me? And then that happens, I'd be like, I don't trust you, but you're cute.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can get away with that's some pretty privilege. And yeah, whip her off the ATV, almost kill her. But yeah, I just was like, the whole time I was watching it, because I'm tall, like I'm 5'9" and 6'5" to me is tall.
Yeah.
And I think about this, like, such a petite woman, I could not get over it. I was laughing at all the memes last night.
I know. That was so funny. Yeah. I actually just am not in belief that they're okay. But after that, when they went to the hot tub type situation, he had to chop the wood. Like, it just was like, it was just so funny. So Bachelor. Like, they just get there and he just rips his shirt off and she's like, oh. And it's just like staring at him. And I thought it was just so funny because I would have the same reaction. I would be like, oh, we're doing this. This is really happening. Wow. Hi. Like, I would just be speechless.
Like, and of course, you know, as we're sitting on our couch in our sweatpants.
Yeah.
I said the same thing. I was like, if a guy, obviously he's attractive and I didn't mind what was on the television screen, but if you're on a first date and some guy like whips out an ass, first of all, I'd be freaked out. Secondly, he took his shirt off. You didn't need to do that. You're in a sweater.
It's
like very roomy. You can move your arm. And you could tell that Brie was kind of like, what's going on here? Like, she wasn't gawking. She was just like that, like you said, that first date, first kind of TV experience, nervous energy. And it made me feel a little less like crazy for being like, what's going on right now? Matt, what are you doing? Why is the shirt coming off?
Yeah.
Why are we chopping wood? He like says that kind of like annoying guy thing. He's like, think I can get it in one shot. Like, I don't know. Like, when guys think they have to like prove something, I'm like, I don't really care if it took you 62 chops. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really impressed by your shirtless wood chopping. So they were really cute though. And I do appreciate that nervous energy. It feels more like authentic.
Yeah, I agree. And I wonder, like, if, I mean, I'm sure in previous seasons, there's a lot of awkward silences, especially because they're waiting for producers to tell them like, all right, move to this area now. But this, I don't know why they like kept some of it in this time, but it did just feel more like, okay, you guys don't know each other. Of course, some things are going to be like, oh, sorry, like awkward a little bit. And then it just turned cute, which I really liked.
Yeah, they were really cute together. So while that's going on, again, cute, loved it, romantic, whatever, mm-hmm. in the woods, we get more Victoria's screen time. And I kind of want to wrap up the episode rambling about Victoria.
Okay.
But this, I want to talk about this instance where they're in the house and she always has a way to make the conversation about herself.
Yeah.
And she is kind of just picking fights with all the girls. And, you know, anyone that's ever been on The Bachelor explains how you're bored. You don't have a phone. You're not allowed to bring books. Like, all you can do is talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So just for my own sanity, I cannot fathom being so off-putting and picking fights with my only source of entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So Victoria's just making enemies, being annoying, and she's like saying how she doesn't even want to go on the group date because, you know, that's not her style. And like, I don't think it's 99% of the world population's style to go on a group date. And I just can't believe how whiny she's being when she was kind of teased as like, this season's Corinne. Mm-hmm. And Corinne was annoying, but she was good TV. And mm-hmm. Victoria is just whining. And I don't know. I could do without her right off the bat. I did not understand that whole debacle of the group date whining.
Yeah. It was like right off the bat, I was like, all right, she's definitely putting on a show and being like doing this on purpose. She has to be, because no one can be that annoying. Like, I really hope that no one can be that annoying. And yeah, bringing up, she kept being like, oh, I don't want to be in a sorority. And it's like, so why are you on The Bachelor? Have you seen the show? Like, the amount of times I watch this show and I'm like, have you watched this before? I've watched this so many times. You're on the show and you haven't watched it. Like, that's not fair.
Like, do some research. Yeah. And that's what I said. Like, you have to know who you are as a person. Obviously, people have different end goals going mm-hmm. on the show. But yeah, the line about, I don't want to be in a sorority, it's like, this is probably as close to a sorority that you can get outside of the college experience and willingly signed up for it. And,
yeah.
You know, again, I'm not a comedian. I think being funny is like truly a gift.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to be like kitschy, and satire is hard. And so if you're going to come on with this fake job title, like, you got to be funny. Like, you mm-hmm. really got to sell it. And she's just not doing a good job, I think. And I don't think it's a producer edit. I think she truly gave them nothing to work with.
Probably, yeah. And she, just right off the bat, it's like, all right, if you want to, like, get attention or whatever, like, you kind of have to pick, like, you shouldn't be, make enemies with everyone right off the bat, too. Because then, obviously, you're going to get into fights. And then, obviously, hopefully, Matt will send you home. It's like, you have to, like, be way more, you know, picky and choosy with, like, with what you're getting mad about, because if you're just mad at everything, like, you, no one will like you. There's nothing good about you then.
And it's like all of America's watching, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm 27, but I still like want to make my parents proud, or like,
right,
there's my siblings or my friends back home. And every time she's on the screen, I'm like cringing. And I don't think, obviously, any press is good press, I guess, if you're in this circle of clout chasing. I'm just like, I can't imagine anyone's going to want to partner with you. Like, you're not very charming.
Yeah.
And I can't buy into it. But obviously she goes on the group date because that's how television works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 18 women on this group date. 18 women. What is the point of that?
That was insane. I don't understand then, like, did he only leave a couple of them? Because I think now there's 24 in the beginning of the episode. So only like a few of them didn't go on any dates, which just seems dumb to me. Like, just put them all on then if you're going to have 18, or just do 10 and then have like a handful stay home. Like, that made zero sense to me.
I didn't understand it. And then I was kind of hating on this date from Tayshia's season, you know, a couple weeks ago, where they dressed up in like wedding attire and took photos. And I'm just like, I don't know, not my ideal of a good time. But they have these women in wedding dresses, and then only some of them take photos with Matt.
Yeah.
And then they capture the flag with painted purses that they're whipping each other with in the woods. And I just could not keep up. And I went to, like, go get, like, a glass of water mid-paint whipping, you know, whatever's going on. I was like, what did I miss? It was the strangest date I've seen on the show in quite some time.
Yeah, I didn't love it. It was weird. They always do the wedding photo shoot like in every season. It's so dumb, I think. But also, like, I hope those weren't expensive dresses because when they were picking them out, they looked nice. Like, it seemed like it was like, oh, we're trying on like real wedding dresses. And then it's like, all right, now you're gonna destroy them. And it was also funny too because when Chris Harrison came out to kind of explain, like, okay, now we're gonna make it a competition, Matt like genuinely looked shocked. So it was just another instance of like the lead has no idea what you guys are doing. It's all producers, so don't blame it on the lead.
There was like w at one point during this, whatever, I don't even know what to call it, capture the flag
I guess.
situation, but someone got like hit pretty hard. Someone took a spill. Like people were on the ground, and you could see Matt, and like his eyes were lit.
Yeah.
Like he loved the competition. He's obviously an athlete,
Yeah.
and I thought it was really funny to see him because he's kind of mellow. I think I said this last episode where he's nice. I think he's someone like you want your friend to date,
Yeah.
but kind of just like there on my TV and to see his face light up as these women are like fighting each other in the woods. I was like, okay, I need more of that. I need to see what makes him tick. Like, what is
Yeah.
going on in that brain? And I just thought it was, you know, basically violence that like got him going. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And I forget who said it, but one of the girls was like, they said no rules, but really, this was just a whole free-for-all. Like, it really looked like they had two teams. I don't really know how they even, like, by the end of it looked like they were all just, like, against each other. Like, it was just, like, one, like, you're on your own. So that was a mess, but it was funny.
It was pretty funny. I liked it. And I think MJ is one of my favorites this season. And she has like beautiful, curly, long
Yeah.
hair. And she just seems like no drama. I don't know. I really liked her. And then she kicked ass in that competition. So I was like, yes, go ahead, girl. Do your thing. So it was a weird ass date. And Lauren got the rose on the date.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, what did I miss? Like, how did you give someone a rose from all everyone just scrambling, fighting each other? But it was a weird date. A weird date. So that was a part of the episode, I think, sometimes where I'm like, I could do without. We could cut out that group, the 18 person group date.
Yeah, because nothing really, like, especially when it's that big of a date, like, he doesn't talk to really any of them. Like, it's just them fighting to get attention from him. So, like, when they were doing the wedding shoot, like, of course, Victoria was like, oh, it's my turn. Like, you forgot about me. And he's just like, all right. Like, it reminds me of, like, the end of The Grinch when he goes to Whoville and everyone wants to, like, be his friend and are, like, feeding him food. And he's like, okay, I'm fine. Like, leave me alone now. Like, that always is what it reminds me of on this show when there's just so many of them. And it's like, you're not having a real conversation. You're just, like, making a fool of yourself to get attention.
Yeah, and I don't know, like I said, I always go back and forth. Like, what's your end goal? Is it really to find love on the show? Is it to get more Instagram followers? Why not both forever while you're there? But I'm like, you know, I don't think I'm a Victoria in a social setting. Like, I'm not gonna take that leap of faith for the attention. But also, how do you stand out? Like, when there's 18 other women, how do you, and you're all fighting for the same guy? I don't know what I would do. So as judgmental as I've been about some of the antics, sometimes you have to do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a fine line, and like if I was on the show, I wouldn't know the fine line. Of course, watching it's easy to say, but I do agree that like who in any season, whoever, you know, makes the first move or puts themselves out there is always going to be labeled as a villain, even if they're nice and they're just like, this is what I have to do. I'm on this show.
I was thinking too, going back to the ATV date, you know, I'm sure they signed a ton of waivers being on television, but how many, you know, injury prone activities that they participate in, like the ATV or running through the woods, we've seen like boxing rings or, you know, football matches, whatever. And there aren't as many injuries as I think there would be on this show.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to
Just
think
only,
back.
you know, it's the safety of my couch. I'm worried about these women. So, Sarah's date is when I think I also kind of started to, you know, pull back my Matt's boring energy that, and again, nice guy, bad TV. But Sarah gets another date card or a date card to go on a one-on-one with that. And they are in a plane because we can't have a bachelor season without, you know, flying up in the sky. But they basically have the same conversation that Brie and Matt had about dying and, oh, well, if we die, we die together. Am I just not like a romantic that that conversation was horrifying the first time and the second time that I heard it in the same 60-minute window?
I agree. I was like, are you being serious right now? Especially because we did see, like, I'm sure Sarah didn't know that they fell off the ATV, but like the plane they were in was really tiny and it was scaring me. Like, I was putting myself in her shoes. I'm afraid of heights. Like, I would be like, all right, I'll do it. But like, I'm going to close my eyes the whole time and not say if we die together. Like, no, that is, I feel like it's just kind of like a thing because they're trying to be nice and it's like, oh, like I want him to like me. So let me just like be positive about it. But it kind of took a step way too far and like, no, you don't want to die. You don't want to die together apart at all. Like, don't say those things.
Yeah, like, let's, you guys are young, you have your whole life ahead of you. I'm the same way. I'm scared of heights. And yeah. I feel like that's the information I would withhold from producers.
Yeah.
If, like, what are you fearful of? I'd be like, nothing. No fears. Because I'm not getting in that plane with that James. And I don't know how he fit, all 6 feet yes. in that itty-bitty, like, cockpit. I was like, where are your legs right now? There's no way that you both fit in this plane. But weird. But then things get, I guess, more serious when they're at their, I don't even want to call it dinner, because like, we know they don't eat. But
yep.
they sit at the little candlelit table. And they're chatting. And, you know, Sarah's talking about how difficult it is to be vulnerable. But something I appreciated is she says, the reason I want to be vulnerable is because I want to be vulnerable about my family and my experience because it's like what's most important to me in the world. She mm-hmm. talks about her dad having ALS, which is absolutely like a gut-wrenching condition to watch your loved one go through. And I was blown away by her poise.
Yeah.
I'm a crier. I don't think I could even think about my family going through that without crying on national television. And I just had one of those moments like, what an incredibly well-spoken woman.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
I agree. And I'm pretty sure that Matt said, I don't know if he was talking about just her, but or just the women in general. But at one point in the episode, he said, like, either she or they, like, articulate themselves so well. Like, he was saying how impressed he was. And I was like, it's so true. Like, there are a handful of, you know, mature and normal seeming women. And Sarah is definitely one of them. I was really impressed by her date. And I thought it was nice, too, because we know on the show you have to be vulnerable in the first episode or else you're not going anywhere, unfortunately. And I liked how she was hesitant because all of us would be, I'm assuming. But then she was kind of like, okay, but like she knew that's kind of what she had to do. So it was like, all right, let me like get into it like slowly. But eventually she did talk about it, which I thought was cute. And they had a nice date. And I thought it was really nice that Matt said something like, what can I do for you? Or like, how can I be like someone you want to be with? And I don't think anyone in the leading role has ever said that ever. And she seemed so shocked. She was like, oh, well, everything's been amazing so far type of thing. So I thought that was a really nice conversation.
It was like the most real and authentic, I think, conversation. And I know my timeline was freaking out over him being like, well, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
They're already dating and he wants to like support the family. And then, you know, as I'm geeking again, the bar is so low but
I was on the show.
How can I help you? Decency. But of course, everyone and their mother on Twitter was freaking out over that because mm-hmm. it was a nice gesture and kind of unheard of on the show.
Yeah.
But he also tweeted a link to donate to the ALS Foundation on Twitter.
Oh, like that's
as
so nice.
The episode is airing. And I just thought that was like a really nice gesture as well, because I think that, you know, people go on the show perhaps without a platform and they get one very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily fair, but I think in society we often expect people with a platform to do good with it.
Right.
And I thought that was a really nice gesture of him to retweet or tweet that link and try to raise some money for such a serious conversation.
That is really nice. I didn't see that.
Aww. Yeah. Again, I'm just a sucker. I was like, I don't even think he put a caption. I think it was strictly the link was just on my feed. So I was like, that's such, I don't know, like good on you, you know, and there's so many people that deal with that. And maybe we'll see more of that this season, because I think something we talked a lot about in Tayshia's season was how real and raw some of their conversations were. Mm-hmm. So to see it transcend our television screens into real life change, I was like, that's a beautiful start. Like, go mm-hmm. back. Good for you.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah, well, he's a cutie, and we have a lot more to talk about, so we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to talk more about Matt. All right, I said we're going to come back and talk about Matt, but truthfully, I just want to complain about Victoria.
Yes.
So, I said this a little earlier in the episode, how, you know, her shtick isn't my brand of entertainment.
No.
I find her annoying. Corinne was annoying, but in a way where it was like someone that's necessary. And the way Michael Scott is annoying, like, it works. Like, The Office wouldn't be the same without Michael Scott. And you have someone like Corinne, and she has these one-liners that are like witty and people still reference them. It's her shtick and it works. And Victoria just isn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
And this is where I start to go down the rabbit hole, because I will say every episode, I could never be on this show. I could never be vulnerable or put myself on TV. So kudos to all of these women. But I think we've all heard as women that the meanest girls are the ones who are most insecure, right? And she talked a little bit with that about that to Matt, where she was like, I kind of feel like I'm fat and the girls are mean to me. And I think everyone has felt that way in their life. To say that you've never had an insecure day is naive. Like, we all have them. But I think it's what you do in reacting to those feelings that really defines your character. And I feel like her whole persona is just, like, mean high school girl being over the top to, like, compensate for these insecurities. And I'm not a psychologist, but there's part of me that's, like, annoyed by it. Like, you're, whatever, 20-something years old.
Yeah.
You gotta learn to deal with it. And, like, contribute in a positive manner, but there's part of me that feels bad if that's the only way she knows how to, like, deal with those emotions. So I just I'm, like, stuck in this. I feel bad for you, but also I'm annoyed by you. So I don't know what to make of her.
Yeah, I agree. And I also was, like, comparing her to Corinne, and as I was watching it last night, and I could not stand Corinne, but it was good TV, and it was also really good to watch because Nick liked her. So it was like a yelling at your screen, like, come on, why do you like her? She's, like, such a mean girl and an idiot type thing. And now watching this, I mean, I don't know how far Victoria goes, but, like, Matt doesn't seem like the most interested in her. So, like, it's just kind of like, why are you here type of thing. And I do feel bad for her just because, like, everyone hates her on, like, watching right now. And, you know, of course it has to come from some insecurities because she was being mean for literally zero reason. It's not like she got into a fight with someone and then was kind of, like, holding a grudge. It was like, no, she came in there like, I don't want to hang out with you guys. I don't want a roommate. Like, this is a sorority and I just want time with Matt. And then the fact too that she was like getting mad at the girls for being happy for the ones that got picked on the one-on-ones. And it's like, what are you going to do? And then somebody called her jealous and she's like, I'm not jealous. It's like, oh my God. It has to be an act. Like, there's no way someone of that age is that immature, but also it could very well not be an act.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I forgot the whole jealous thing. She's like, I'm not jealous. I just want what they have. And we're like, that's literally what jealousy is. And,
yeah.
You know, I think people love to act like they're not jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Being jealous is a very, like, normal human reaction to something.
Yeah.
And again, it's how you handle and process those emotions. And, you know, you're in a sorority house. That's what this is. Like,
yeah.
Embrace it. Go make friends, you know. It's such a privilege to be a part of this franchise. Like, why is this the legacy that you're choosing to leave? Like, everyone's mocking you. And then you put a target on your back. And I know that, you know, yesterday she posted an Instagram and there was, like, a Trump flag in the background.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So it's like, people, you have a target on your back. And I mean, Bachelor Nation will find out anything and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, she's, you know, getting kind of, like, dunked on for this Trump flag. You know, she's wearing the ugliest dress I've seen her again. As, like, I am not a fashion person by any stretch. You know, people are commenting on her makeup, on this dress, her bra is hanging out of the back of it. Like,
yeah.
She doesn't have a single person in her corner.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, it really just seemed like no. Like, that's why I think it has to be an act, just because it's, like, no redeeming factors. It's, like, even, like, down to, like, her hair and, like, the bra. God, that really annoyed me. Like, when she walked away and I was like, dear God. Like, the dress already was not cute, but okay, sure, there's a lot of dresses that I don't love. But then for her to walk away and then you just see like the huge bra, it's like, come on, like you're trying to look like an idiot. I'm sorry if you're not, but you must be.
Oh, and that's what I mean. I'm like, be a nice girl, be confident, be kind. And then I'm like on my cast being like, fix your bra. Yeah, I'm the first to say I'm not a fashion person. Like, makeup intimidates the hell out of me. But if I was going on national tour, right, I would get like a makeup tutor, because I'm blown yeah. away every week how all these women like do their makeup and their lashes are perfect and their hair is beautiful. I would be studying like my ass off. I'd be studying. How do I conceal like my crazy eye bags? Like, how mm-hmm. do I dress for the camera? Like, doing research, especially if you're someone who is, you know, presumably as insecure as Victoria. I feel like she yeah. didn't do her homework.
And like someone who calls herself the queen and thinks she's like hot ish like, well, I don't understand. You don't act like, you just act like the mean part of it, and that's it. It's just yeah. And she, so the whole thing at the end with Marilyn or whatever, she told Matt that she was crying to like manipulate the situation or whatever, and like, where did that even come from? I was so confused. I was like, she made all of that up, right? Because basically all I remember is that she told Marilyn she didn't want to be her roommate anymore. And that
was another moment where I was like, did I mean, my apartment is like 10 by 10 square feet. Like, I go get water. It's not like I can't hear the TV. I was like, wait, did I miss something? Because it's just fake, you know, calculated drama. And poor Marilyn was like, we're roommates. Like, I just wanted to try to get to know you better.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you've ever had a roommate, like, it's crucial to basically just be on the same, like, understanding of what you need in that space. Like, mm-hmm. she seemed very kind of like, we're not on the same page, how can we get there?
Yeah.
And Victoria was like, you attacked me, you're condescending, like, just completely took it out of context.
Yeah, it made no sense. And even like a little thing where like when Marilyn went to talk to her about it, Victoria was like, sit on the other couch. Like, she did not want her to sit next to her. And Marilyn was like, it's really loud, can I just sit next to you? And she was like, no. I was like, how old are you? Like, you're in middle school at this point, because I can't imagine like starting drama with someone, A, and then B, like them being mature and trying to fix it, and me just being like, don't sit next to me. It's like, what even happened? Nothing.
No. And also, like, you know, it's stupid. Again, stupid. If you're going to go on and be this calculated villain, like, be a villain.
Right.
Be good at it.
She's not.
You're going to be the queen. Be poised. Be good at it. Like, I just think she's missing the mark. I don't know what her goal is. I can't speak to her intentions, but I'm confused every time that she is on my television screen.
Yeah, agree. And I feel like in the first episode, they're kind of setting up the girl Kit to be like a villain as well, because she was like, oh, well, I'm like the CEO if you're the queen or something like that. But then like in this episode, she was totally fine. And like, she's like put together and like she speaks, you know, normally, and she's not being mean. So like, if she has attitudes sometimes, it's like, okay, haha, like, it's TV. But this is a whole other level. This is like just starting drama to be in the center of attention.
Yeah, I'm back on my I'm annoyed by her kick, but I know I'm going to hang up this recording or end recording and be like, that was mean. I need to preach kindness. Like, imagine if you were on TV and the entire internet was making fun of your dress. But
yeah.
It's hard. I think it's challenging to be empathetic towards someone who doesn't have a lot of kindness to give. But
yeah.
She clearly is insecure. And like you said with Corinne, it's kind of entertaining to see someone be romantically interested in someone that you are so annoyed by. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Matt's eyes glaze over when they're talking. Like, he has some dead eyes, and she's just like, blah, 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 blah. So, again, I want to be convinced by this show. I love mm-hmm. the awkward first date moments, like talking about ALS. It's these really, like, intimate real-life moments. When I see Matt James's eyes halfway shutting when he's talking to Victoria, you know it's a producer move, and I think it takes away from buying into the Bachelor reality fantasy here.
Yeah, I agree, and I agree with you, like, when you said if she's just going to be a villain, like, be a good one. Also, if she's just going to be a hot mess, like, completely be that. Like, when she was talking to Matt. I mean, of course, you know, her opening up about her insecurities, thinking that she looked fat in the dress, that's terrible. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And that's something that is serious. But for her to then just be like, we like got like had such a deep conversation. And then he's like talking to somebody else about like her dad having ALS. It's kind of like, eh, like, did you? I'm not trying to really like say that, you know, what she's saying is invalid. Like, of course, those are, you know, awful feelings to have and insecurities to have. But it was just like in comparison to everything else, it was like, you like seem pretty normal in that department. You know, like you're not really like one way or the other. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, that's, I'm sorry, but you know, that's okay.
Like, again, it's such like a tightrope. You know, yeah. I'm annoyed by you. I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
We've all had days where we feel insecure.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn. And then, but also to be fair, this is, as I was watching last night with some friends, it's like, you know, it's a room of people who are very like average looking that we're watching. And it's like, there's a part of you that's like, okay, I would be the Victoria in this situation in terms of feeling like maybe a little bigger or like,
oh yeah,
having my makeup looking like a hot mess. Like, that would be me if you put me on the television tomorrow. So again, I try to empathize. I'm just like, girl, you know, I think this is such an incredible opportunity, especially as the world is like going through a pandemic. You have the opportunity to go on television and meet, like, and I think this is one of like the most diverse and like interesting, we said like well-spoken cast in a while. Like, what an awesome opportunity. And you're just going to like throw a hissy fit in your sweatpants and sleep on the couch. I don't know. I can't buy into your shtick. I can't do it.
Yeah. And to like take a term from, now they say in like every season, but with Corinne and Taylor from next season, like, she has no emotional intelligence. Just not there. It's just not there. Like, of course, like you said, if I was on the show, I also would be very intimidated. Like, these are all, like, some of these are beauty pageant, like, people already influencers. Like, they're gorgeous. So I'd be like, all right, I better have a good personality to, like, win this guy over or, like, to make friends or, like, for the public to like me. You know what I mean? So I feel like her just going the complete opposite way, if that's really, you know, her strategy, it's like, no, that's just not smart at all.
Yeah, I don't know how much more we'll see of her. I don't know. Again, it's only two episodes.
Yeah.
We got time. We had a lot of season. I'm trying to tread lightly on the spoilers. I know there's not a ton available to us this season, but I'm just like, oh, like, there's so many incredible storylines here.
And yeah.
Get her off my screen. So, you know, Victoria, I hope that you watch this and get some, you know, do some reflecting, maybe a little therapy, a little life coach. I don't know, like, just for your own peace.
Yeah.
I'm on my soapbox here, but like, no one likes feeling insecure. No one likes feeling angry. And like, you're beautiful and you have a following now. Like,
yeah,
chase that confidence. Like, fix it. This is such an easy fix. Don't be rude. Don't be insecure. I just think it's an easy fix with like a few lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, whatever. Like I said, I could talk about Victoria. And I think the reason you can talk about Victoria is because everyone knows a Victoria in their life. Mm-hmm. It's like the girl that you meet and she's like, I just get along better with guys.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know you think you're being cool, but that's a red flag.
Yes.
And everyone is put off by it. So, you know, we all have a Victoria, and I think secretly, as much as we all are annoyed by the Victorias in our lives, we want them to kind of figure their stuff out.
Yeah. So you don't want that energy around you. It's like, it's just not fun. It's exhausting.
Not fun at all. So, you know, there was a lot of Victoria. Too much airtime, I think, in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it did kind of like go off the rails a little towards the end. I'm distracted by her dress and her bra. And then there's a weird drama that I'm not really following. And we finally get to the rose ceremony. And I do my weekly, oh my God, 2 hours already. And as I'm saying this, you know, Sarah kind of feels faint at the rose ceremony. So Matt hasn't even finished the rose ceremony. Sarah faints, and they hit us with a to be continued. I hate that.
I know.
Obviously, I'm tuning in next week.
Yeah.
You need to hit me with a to be continued.
I know. Do you really think there's people that were like, well, I wasn't really going to continue, but I guess like now I need to know who goes home? No. And every time, like, right, like 10 minutes before the episode's supposed to end, I'm like, all right, are they going to fit a rose ceremony? Are they going to fit one in here? And then they kind of, you know, started it. And I was surprised because especially with Tayshia season, the amount of times they just ended right before it started, I was like, all right, we're going to get it. You know, we're on track this season. And no, to be continued. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
And I can't keep up. Like, I think that unless you've lived under a rock the past 2 weeks, like, so much has happened in 2021 already.
Yeah.
I need the continuity of
yes.
episodes. Like, one-on-ones, group date, rose ceremony. I need that structure because everything else is just, every time I open Twitter, it's a new headline, a new news story where I'm like, my brain is just jumbled. The Bachelor is supposed to be a constant in my life, and they're messing me up with this, like, flurry of, you know, you got 2 hours. We can fit it in. We can fit it in, Matt. Come on. So, you know, poor Sarah, though. You know, advice, don't lock your knees, everybody. If you have to stand for, like, don't lock your knees. You will faint. It's a thing. Someone that I was watching with last night was like, I did that at my choir concert.
Oh, no.
Like, that's mortifying. So they were explaining to me that if you lock your knees, I guess it, like, cuts off blood. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'd be paranoid about my posture as a chronic sloucher. I'd be like, stand up straight, lock your legs, make them look long. And everyone was explaining to me that that's how you pass out.
So, yeah.
Sarah.
I know. Yeah. Poor girl. Drink water. They're probably only drinking alcohol. Like, keep drinking the water in between drinks.
I'm like, are you eating? Are you eating, like, healthy food? What is going on? I have so many questions. I cannot believe they have not given us a behind the scenes, like, true deep dive on where's the documentary? You know, all these people have secrets. Do the NDAs last forever? I don't think so. There's a timeline, right? Like,
yeah,
we can get some behind the scenes look at what it's like living in that chaos.
Yeah, I really want to know because a lot of times, like, former contestants will talk about, you know, like, the terrible time that they personally had, but they don't really talk about what they did in the house. Like, what do you do the whole time you're there? It's more so like, oh, producer made me look like I was mean. It's like, okay, what else? Tell us more.
What else? Who are these producers?
Yeah.
Do you talk to them? Are they, like, silent? The guy, like, holding the boom mic over top? Like, there's so many behind-the-scenes factors I would love to know, so... I'm also, like, nerding out. I like the production. I think it's interesting that they, you know, have all of these hours of footage and they condense it into 2 hours. But as I watch, I do take notes. And the only things that we haven't discussed that's circled on my little notepad here is Matt kissing with his eyes open.
Oh, yeah. I noticed it before you sent that in our group chat, and I'm like looking like, wait, are his eyes like just like almost closed, but they're not? And I was like, no, I see his eyeballs. Like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. So I had noticed it before last night, and I was just like, you know what? Maybe it was like a quick shot or like they caught him as he's opening or closing them. But this man kisses, and you can see the whites of his eyeballs. And again, you know, whatever, like, you want to do, that's your style, I guess. Like, what's going on here? And I can't get over it. Like, I can't unsee it. And I'm just kind of like, I know that on Twitter, like, Tyler Cameron tweeted about it.
Oh.
Like, dude, what are you doing? You know, your eyes are open. So he's getting people noticed. People take screenshots.
Yeah.
Screenshots live forever. And I'm just like, what's going on there?
He needs to respond, especially if Tyler said something. Like, he needs to just say anything at all. That would be hilarious.
I think he tweeted, okay, so Matt replied.
Oh, he did.
Tyler C says, Ayo, at Matt James, what we got going on over here? And it's a screenshot of him with his eyes open. And, like, I think, obviously, the angle too is kind of creepy because his eyes are clearly open, but he just looks a little off. And then Matt replies, gotta make sure no one is sneaking up on us. When your eyes are closed, anything can happen. It's for our protection.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if that made it worse.
Yeah, it's like obvious.
Made it worse. Like, is it intentional? Is that what he always says?
I really hope not. I guess also too, like, obviously, this is filmed so much, like, far in advance that, like, maybe next week in the rest of the season, he'll have them wide open, and then he's like watching at home, like, shoot, I wish I knew I did that.
What is he? He's in his 20s. Like, has no one ever? I guess if the other person has their eyes closed, like, who else would know, right?
Yeah, but so like,
is that a realization he's making in his 20s that maybe I shouldn't be doing that?
Maybe, because I'm trying to think. I mean, he must have did. Well, he's never been in love, so maybe he never had like the girlfriend that's like, let's take kissing pictures. You know, maybe he's never had some of those couple moments. So,
oh my god, no time like, you know, the present on national television with, you know, millions of Americans watching to figure that out. So again, I kind of feel bad for him. That is embarrassing.
Yeah,
I say all the time I'd be mortified if I did something dumb on TV. So good for him for being a good sport about it. He also, this is also just stupid, but he often says your pops when talking about someone. And I just like, I've never heard anyone say that. Like, I know it's what it means. Like, maybe I've heard it in passing, but I'm from the Northeast and like, I've never heard anyone use that seriously. Like, and he'll be like talking about ALS and was like, how's your pop?
Yeah.
Like, this is so creepy. It's one of those, I'm sure no one else was as like creeped out by it as I was, but it's one of those going in like the lost column. Like, say your pop, it happened 3 or 4 times yesterday. And dude, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I also noticed it just because it was more than once. So I was like, okay, like, I've heard people use it as a joke, but like, I don't know anyone that says pop seriously, especially in a serious conversation.
I'm like, I don't know. But again, he does kind of, I think he said this too in talking about insecurities, like he has this 6'5 athletic like aesthetic, but I feel like internally he is a little more reserved
and,
you know, quiet. So I guess I can circle back. I'll get back to Charmed. I'll use that term later in the season. But yesterday I was like, dude, what are you doing? But I think it's just his awkward kind of persona, which at the end of the day I would say is charming.
Yeah, I agree. I do really like him, but there have been like a handful of really just awkward moments. But at the same time, I like it because it's like, okay, yeah, you're a real person. It makes sense. And like, you're The Bachelor and you've never been on TV before. So that's a huge thing. So I think it's cute.
Yeah, so it was a good week too. They hit us with a to be continued, but I think all in all, it was a good episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting to the point where I recognize most of the women. I'm not asking who's that. But I am really, like you said, really interested in this more human side of some of the contestants and participants that we've been seeing. So hopefully that continues the rest of the season. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode. We're only 2 weeks in. We have a whole season left. We will be recording after every episode. So make sure you guys tune in next week for another episode of Can I Steal You for a Second?